whenever you're ready, you can start.
Song 1. Kiktemuk te mokut Nunamuk chali imahmuk te mokut Nuna chanimpni ettuk Imak akimi ettuk Nunahput una. Song 2. My mind went blank.
Nuna
gutahtwa. Chestun chuklinga pitalrit. Uswilhanga nuna gutikut jali. Igaluk suhtahtwa. Atrahlwa. Excuse me, atrah. Adurlwa
Unglach Yuchlua.
Yeah, if I can just get my mind to go down. Adurlwa Agnwachlua Unglachlua Unglachlua. Hui to Milatstun Uswilhanga Kingumpni. I didn't say that right, it sounded funny. Should I say it again?
Mm-hmm, if you'd like.
Okay. Nunakutah dwa Chestun Chuklinga Pitalhit.
It's good.
I said pitalhit instead of pitalhit.
I think you just said it more formal. It's okay. I have it written the Nick way.
Yeah. Uswilhanga nuna kutikut chali. Igaluk suhtahtwa. Adurlwa, agnwarlwa, englarlwa, englarlwa, hui chumilatstun, uswilhanga kingumni. Song 3. Aziskamuk. Juan Kuta
Pichik Juamji.
Oh, Aziz Kamak Juan Kuta Pichik Juamji. A tutput a wah a wabut Koliang wabut. Aspchi Angitman. Angitslugu. Tamamda Tunduyu. Say that for me.
Tunduyugut. I put an extra U in there.
Yeah, it's that Tunduyu.
Tunduyugut.
Tunduyugut. Yeah, it is right.
Tunduyugut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
kuyana.
I'm just gonna explain what I think you guys said. We were just talking, by the way, today is July 18th, 2005. I'm here with Florence Pesterkoff and Dennis Knagin, and we were just talking about some suffixes, shkina and nilu. Shkina means to tell someone not to do something later, like if someone's leaving the house and going somewhere, you could say "Tchalenshkina," which means "don't steal." But then if you're somebody's right there and you're telling them to not do it right now, you'd use "nilu," like "Tchalenganilu" or "Tchalen." Tchalenilu. But then if you want to tell someone to never do something, you say tchalechdanilu. That ta is like the habitual suffix. So it's like never steal. Could you say tchalechdashkina? You couldn't use that ta with shkina. Could you say tchalechdashkina? Okay, just making sure. Gotta eliminate the other impossibilities. So if you're telling someone to never do anything, you can only use the nilu, but with the da, dan nilu. And then if it's don't do it right now, like kian nilu, don't cry.
Kian nilu.
Kian nilu.
Kian nilu, don't cry, yeah, that's right now.
Mm-hmm. And then how would you say don't cry later? Kia shkina?
Kian nilu.
Can you say kian shkina? Like don't cry when you go over there. Kian nishkina. Kian nishkina. Okay. So that. Could you say kian nitanilu?
Kiatanilu.
Kiatanilu. Don't ever cry. What's another verb that you could use? Maybe if there's someone in the hall running in the school, you could say "Kchengtanilu." How do you say don't ever run?
Or
too noisy. Talking about habit.
You're running too much.
I wrote habit, liach.
Liach.
For habit, liachta, like if somebody developed the habit of drinking all the time, it became a habit. Liach bagacha.
So like pidoch tuk liach dacha.
Yeah.
The habit liachta. So pidoch dach tuk liachta. Pidunak. Pidunak. Pidunak liachta. Pidunak liachta. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tuchlenuk liachta.
Yeah.
Tuchlenuk liach bagach.
It's become a bad habit.
Tuchlenuk tuchnuchten.
Tuchlenuk tuchnuchten.
He's stealing now.
Tuchlenuk. Suchet alik dachat unasuk. He steals so much.
Interesting. I should write that one down. I'm getting close, but I can't always get the right pattern.
Ik
Ik Klunilu.
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 Like somebody would say, "Hi."
They'd say, "Kanga." Let's see. Oh, what was that word that you were just telling me? Habit.
Liach.
Liach. Liach. Liach bagach.
Now you would put two I's, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. L-I-I apostrophe A.
Liach.
Or
L-I-I
apostrophe A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Liach.
To Liach doch.
Become a habit. And then the sentence we were using, Pidunak liach pagacha. He or she is making a real habit of drinking, or making a big habit.
Pidunak liach ta.
Yeah, pidunak.
Ala chinook liyachta.
Ala chinook. Ala chinook. Ala chinook. Ala chinook. I know that. It could be anything, you know, a habit for anything. Liyachta.
I'll use his little look. So, Dennis, I wanted to show you my favorite phrase lately. So kartuchak is potato, kartuchak, and then do, eat, dach, all the time, all of us. We all always eat.
Kartuchak, duch, to good.
Kartuchak. Duchtach du gut.
Oh, duchtach du gut.
We always.
Kartuchach duchtach du gut. I really like it because it's a good one to break down into. And then you can make other ones like. Ikaluch duchtach du gut. Or. I'll use Dennis's way of saying it. Allah dich duch dach du gut.
Whole sentence.
Yeah, long word. Mm-hmm. This is why people are scared to learn Lutic. But it's so easy once
that's
you...
That's a sentence, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why, for me, if I wrote a letter to somebody, I would little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. So you can break it down. Aladix, eat, all the time, us. Mm. We always eat Aladix. So I like that way of breaking it down.
I dreamt of you, April.
Oh,
and you
yeah?
asked me where the cookies were.
I say, Namami. Cookie hut.
Where's the cookies?
What did they call cookies? Pranika?
Yeah.
No, that's Russian.
Yeah, but that's the only word.
What is it called?
Pranika.
Pranika.
Priya.
Priyanikat.
Mm-hmm.
Priyanikat.
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 Priyanikak would be one. Priyanikak. Priyanikak. Priyanikak tutak to good. Priyanikak tuchtak to good. Priyanikak tuchtak to good.
Have you found those little extra, you know, like a R or a whatever, are needed?
Yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes you don't need them. I think you don't need them when it's a minus suffix, but then just when you're talking, you never know if it's a minus or a plus. You just
mm-hmm.
have to do it by practice.
Yeah. And the T and the TS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And TES.
Yeah.
Like atuchtestachpena. Atuchtestachpena.
Uh-huh.
How do you say you make me happy?
Atuchtestachpena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so for pretty much everyone, it's a silent E, an apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Atuchtestachpena. Talumagan.
Taluman wachtok uchdachpaka. Taluman wachtok. Sort of. Talumak.
Imami Nikolai. Ashak. Amlech. Amleskanek oak tukhle. How do you say they taking a lot of blood from
to,
him?
Tukhat.
Tukhat. Amles.
Oak. Oakanek.
Oakanek. Tukhat.
Tukhat.
Oakanek.
Amleskanek oakat tukhat. Could you say that? A lot of his blood they are taking.
Yeah, I could understand you, but I think
it's not quite right. That's okay.
Oga, like,
Oga.
Oga, his blood.
Oga.
Oga. Nikolai, I'm Oga, Tuga. I'm less going to Nikolai, Oga.
I'm less going to Nikolai, Oga.
Tuga.
Tuga. They are taking.
Playum plachat. What do they call it? Ohat tuchat.
Ohat tuchat. His blood take.
Ohat tuchat.
That's all you had to say. Ohat tuchat. You don't have to say I'm blocked. You know, that would be a.
Lots of his blood.
Yeah. Not a big sentence.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they're taking so long. Or maybe he decided to walk.
He went to have blood taken.
Queen. How do you say he likes to walk?
Queenak.
Pingakka.
I start doing that too, but I go to Canada and do so many minutes at a time.
Queen,
Queen, I couldn't lose weight in the other way, so I start doing the exercise, and by golly, I did lose.
It's good.
Yeah.
We tell it. Doctor told me to walk at least half an hour a day, but I double it when I do walk.
So you walk 1 hour every other day.
I walk one way for half an hour and then come back. Half an hour one way, so that makes an hour usually.
As it took. How many minutes do you walk on the treadmill?
I was really doing it hard, but I started over again.
Increase
I was up
it.
To 75 or 45 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, just a little bit at a time. Start with what?
And this last time I did 15, then I did 20. But today I was going to do 25.
Yeah, take it slow. Take it
see,
slow.
They used to have that open just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Mm.
Now it's open all week long.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah. See a lot of people doing it.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do. My walking partner went to
Chikne. Did I see your name in there? No.
Yeah, I went to get the mileage pedometer. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I forget to put it on.
So it measures how many miles you walk?
Yeah. My walking partner, Mary Cassette, went to Chiknik Saturday. She always calls me up. She said, let's go walking.
That's what Lawrence and Ole do all the time. Oh. Lawrence needed it. And I noticed he stopped by the other day and he lost a lot of weight.
That's true.
Is it dark?
I got my little book. I'm going backwards.
Imami apprentice hut.
Not to walk off. I don't know.
Monday me nasu yao dut.
Unuago chalika.
Ah.
Unuago chalika mi pigwachtut.
Ah. Manika asechchuku.
Mani.
Mani.
Huni.
Mani. Ah, Huni.
Huni. Si Huni.
Kedo.
Mani. Same.
Mani, Huani. So maybe I'll call some more people and.
Huni kedo.
Chikanga. I knew that sounded wrong. Kayahok Chikanga apprentice.
Niwach stakun.
Chikanga.
New Chikanga.
Kadoch du gut mani unua gu. Kulin koken.
That's a mouthful.
Asak una ikahwik. How do you say? Wam kudach dugut. Alien landscape game. But this is actually useful for just regular talking about words. Mm-hmm. Write it down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pinga kaka una. So, maybe we should ask Dennis if he recognizes this one. Kinguninak. Like, Kinguninak.
Stern from the back.
No, it's like,
Kinguninakdwa.
Kinguninakdwa.
Oh, I'm more.
Regret it or. Something?
Bored or something. I don't know. Something.
What does kinguk mean to you?
A spider, isn't it?
Worm?
Huh?
Worm?
Yeah.
Kinguk.
Spider or worm, I don't know.
Something little and gross.
Kinguninnachtua. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Like I feel. And like a
I
word.
Feel sorry or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I did such and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry
is the
I
first,
did something, yeah.
This is the first time I have found a word that means something like sorry or regretful or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'll need to let the other apprentices know.
Is that in the dictionary?
Nope. I don't believe so. Let me check. I think he has in here something different. Let's see.
Nikia has her first little crush.
Is he back in Fairbanks?
It says, feel sorry for him. Nak shuk shuku.
Yeah, nak shuk. Yeah, they use that too.
Mm-hmm. And then.
But that's different, feeling sorry.
And then feeling sorry for oneself. Ila suh yuh luni.
Nakshivinach toch.
Yeah, pitiful. That's more like pitiful.
Yeah.
Mm, to think he's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel sorry for doing something, kinguni nach dwa. If you think someone's pitiful, nak. How do you say? I think he. He's pitiful. You're gonna be pitiful.
I just had it. Nakhlukudan.
Nakhlukudan.
Nakhlukudan. Nakhlukudan.
Ila suhtua. And is that means I feel sorry for myself? Or I'm depressed. And what's the difference between ila sukh and imasukh?
Those words mean so many. They all mean the same. All of them mean the same.
So ila sukh tua, I'm lonely.
Sorry.
I'm a sorry sight.
Ila
sukh tua.
Sorry for something.
Yeah. That's, I'm sorry for that. Whatever it is.
That's I'm depressed or lonely. Imasuk. And then ilasuk, I'm sorry for something.
I don't know if you say anything.
I know kingun ni nahtwa. I'm sorry. I did something.
You don't just say ilasuk either.
Ilasuk.
It's got to be ilasuk nahtwa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one, ilasuh.
Ilasuh. So, ilasuhtua, did you say ilasuhnachtua? And if so, what would that mean?
You feel sorry for yourself.
Ilasuhnachtua, sorry for yourself. Ilasuhtua, sorry for something else.
Uh-huh. Ilasuhtua. Actually, just doing bishyanga. Chakimak. Kina newska. Whatever. I told somebody something. Not nice or something.
Kum suhnach dudn.
You're scary. Then I feel sorry for it because of it.
Lord, tum kum shugan.
Kum
shugan.
Kum shugan. Are you?
Are you scared of her?
That bear, are you scared of that bear?
Oh.
Kumshugan.
Kumsuk is.
Kumshugan ka.
You think it's scary?
Yeah, you're scared of something.
Kumshugan ka. Yeah. Kumsukan. Kumsuk.
Kumshugnach tok tu.
Yeah, it's scary.
So what's the difference between kumsukan ka and ali?
Aligan.
Mm. Is there a difference?
The same.
Okay.
Kumsuk is, how would you say it in English?
Like you think it's repulsive?
It is scary.
Repulsive.
Yeah.
That's the
Are
word.
You repulsed by it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then aligan ka
is,
are you aligan ka, it's almost
are
like.
Are you afraid?
Are you afraid?
Ali Kaka.
Ali Kanka. What's Ali Kanka?
I'm afraid of them.
Oh, but if you said Ali Kanka, are you afraid of them?
Yeah.
Or are you afraid of it?
Uh-huh.
Ali Kanka.
Ali Kanka. And then Ali Kanka.
Ali Kanka. Ali Kanka.
Ali Kanka.
Are you
That's
afraid
one
of
those places where you need to be able to say the K and the Q properly. Because
mm-hmm.
Ali Kanka is with K's.
Mm-hmm.
Ali Kanka is with
Ali
Q.
Kanka.
Ali Kanka.
Scared of it, yes? You need to answer yes or no.
Ali Kanka is I am
afraid
of them.
Right.
So Ali Kanka or
Ali Nanidok.
Ali Nanidok.
Ali Nanidok. It's not scary.
Oh, Ali Nanidok. Ali Kanskina.
Ali Nishkina.
Ali Nishkina.
Ali Nishkina. Ali Nishkina.
Don't be scared.
Aling dachtachtok. That one is always afraid.
Just do not pta hat. Could you use aling with nilu?
Aling and nilu.
Aling and nilu.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Tumya kamkin. I'm holding you.
Don't be afraid. Don't, so aling aling and shkina, don't be scared, but more later.
Aling tanishkina.
Aling tanishkina.
Aling tanishkina.
Don't ever be scared.
Right.
Aling tanishkina.
Don't ever be scared.
Aling aling tanilu, don't ever be scared.
Aling tanilu.
Okay.
Aling anilu.
Aling anilu.
Aling tanilu. I mean, Tanishkina. You would say that too.
Kina and Nilu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good couple of suffixes to know. Aliganka. 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 Aliganka.
Aliganka.
I should put those in the phrase book to show how it's important to be able to say the Q properly so that people realize it could totally change the meaning if they say it wrong. Just like ahok and ahok, you know, like whale and yes. Ahok.
Yen Arnak and Arnak.
Arnak and Arnak.
You know, Nadia called me the other day. She says, I wonder how come he's asking me. She asked me, how do you say landowner? You know.
Kaya Hoki Sofi Chali.
Yeah.
Akuyak.
She says, oh, I don't know how I forgot.
yeah, she's so nice. And she wants to come over and see the house. Can I get sin?
Chamai.
Hi.
How much oak
yes.
did they take from you? Mm-hmm.
I found you what?
Well, I don't think I'm considered a left out. I think I'm considered an afterborn.
What?
Am I?
You can go over, huh? You can go over?
No.
Umyak. You have to remember, huh? What the akumi? I like chairs you could move around. Tell me how.
Nikolai, we were just talking about the suffixes kina and nilu, like alinga nilu or alingan kina. And we were talking about how kina is more in the future and nilu is like right now. But it could be, kina could be close to now, but nilu is right now. So like techelen nilu, don't steal like right now. Techelesh. Don't steal like when you go over to the store or something.
Yeah.
That was good. Oh.
You went to science camp, huh?
Hmm?
You went to science camp?